Welcome to Feathercast, episode number 22. While at ApacheCon US 2006, I had the chance to speak with Aaron Farr about the OffBiz project.
So we're still at ApacheCon, and I'm sitting talking with J. Aaron Farr, who's the mentor for the OffBiz project, currently going through incubation. How are you doing?
Very good.
So tell us a little bit about OffBiz. Where did it come from?
Open for Business started in 2001 with David and Andy, and it's been an open source project that entire time. They've had their own project that they've been running, and they've just started incubation earlier this year.
Why did they come to the incubator if they already had an open source project?
That's actually a really good question, because they had a lot of interest in trying to make their open source project stand alone. There are many consulting companies that supported Open for Business, and they wanted to have a much more clear distinction between the open source project and the other consulting businesses that are supporting it, with the hope that there would be less perception of, you know, favoritism towards any of the particular consulting. So they really wanted it to be an independent open source project, and they were really excited when they considered the idea of going to Apache to accomplish that.
What license was it under prior to coming to Apache?
It had been under I think it was a BSD or MIT license, I can't quite remember. It had always been an ASL kind of license, because Open for Business has been used in a number of cases as relicensed in as part of some commercial package.
What exactly does Open for Business do? It sounds quite grand, so maybe you can give us an overview.
It is rather grand. Basically, it's a set of services inside of Open for Business. It's a Java web application, and it has a set of services that do various parts of business applications, such as accounting, general ledger, inventory, an e-commerce package, and so on. And the whole list is on the website. So there's several of these different services, and you can kind of mix and match the right services to the type of e-commerce or business application that you want.
With such a wide range of abilities, such a wide range of services, what's the target audience for Open for Business?
The target audience is primarily small businesses, and small to medium-sized businesses is primarily who is using Open for Business. But actually, I should say, the target audience is actually other open source projects or other consultants who tend to then repackage or build Open for Business for these small businesses. So kind of like Tomcat or any of our other open source projects in Apache aren't generally going to be used directly by the end user. They're used by some developers who are going to customize it for a customer. Open for Business is really in the same category as that.
How many people actually work on Open for Business?
We have, I think, around a dozen committers or so, and many are very, very active. The mailing list, just the user mailing list, has around 400, 500 emails a month. And the developer mailing list has about double that number, although a lot of that is Jira issues. So not only is there a really strong core community, but there are lots of other developers and users of the software that are very active.
Can you give us some examples of people who are already using Open for Business?
Actually, I don't have a list. There's like a marketing section on the website, and they list all the different people that have used it and some of the different consultants that have had success or actual success stories on there. So that might be a better place to look for it.
If someone wanted to get involved at Open for Business, how would they go about that?
Well, there's a lot of documentation on the website. In fact, one of the consulting companies that uses Open for Business even has video documentation that goes through how to set up and everything. So there is documentation and free documentation on the website. But basically, you can download one of the installs. We are doing some snapshot releases right now in the incubator to get prepared for graduation. And you can set it up and basically go through some of the documentation. I'll show you how to set up, you know, the different types of websites that you can create with Open for Business. So just go to the website, look at the documentation, there's some tutorials there.
What language is it actually written in?
It's primarily Java. There is a lot of XML configuration inside of Open for Business. And so you definitely need to have some idea of XML and working with those files. But it's primarily Java. It is, though it's a large Java web application, it doesn't use many of the other J2EE APIs. So it's pretty much just web servlets and kind of an internal framework.
I understand the community that you have outside. Obviously, the community that was brought into the incubator is quite large. And they already seem very well organized. I understand they've even had conferences about Open for Business.
Yes.
What's the perception of the process that they're going through with the incubator at the moment?
They've been very excited about it. I think for many of them, they feel that it's going to help legitimize Open for Business as a serious independent open source project and not just a small sub-project of a couple different consulting firms or something like that. It'll be its own independent open source project, and they're really hoping that that will help other people be more willing to adopt Open for Business, or other companies willing to start providing Open for Business services, knowing that they've got a very fair and even playing field because it's part of Apache.
Where do you see Open for Business going to?
That's a good question. I think that with its continued growth, I think in Apache, I'm hoping it'll get more exposure in general. I'm hoping to see, even though Open for Business recycles a lot of other open source projects, a lot of Java open source projects are reused inside of Open for Business. But I'm hoping to see even more integration, and that way a little more synergy between Open for Business, other Apache projects. And also bringing in, they have their own conference that they've been doing before, but bringing more of that into ApacheCon and some of the other Apache events that we have.
How did you actually get involved in Open for Business?
I had looked at Open for Business a number of years ago, actually, for a couple projects. So I was familiar with their work, but hadn't followed it much until rather recently when it came up on the incubator list. And David Walton had discovered Open for Business on his own, and Open for Business was looking to make a move to be more open source and was going to bring it into incubator. It was about that same time that I was also looking for another project that I was doing of something for a small business, and it just kind of matched up rather well at the time. That's where I came into it, and really, from a mentor standpoint, there hasn't been as much work that I've had to do. They've done an excellent job. They're already very self-managed, and so it's really just kind of helping them understand what the process is and watching them run with it.
Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Things have moved forward since ApacheCon, and OffBiz is shortly to leave the incubator and become a top-level project within the Apache Software Foundation. To find out a little bit more about this process and a little bit more about the project, I managed to catch up with Sai Chen and David Jones via Skype. Following on from the interview that we did in Austin with Aaron Farr, I'm now speaking with Sai Chen and David Jones, two of the lead developers on the OffBiz project. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Yes, very good, thanks.
We spoke with Aaron about OffBiz, but I think he was perhaps a little bit unsure of some of the details. So can you just give us a very quick overview, just adding on from what he said about what exactly it is that OffBiz provides, what exactly it is it does?
Yes, you want to take that side? You have a good end-user perspective on this?
Sure. I think what OffBiz really provides is both a platform and a set of applications for developing any kind of large-scale and highly automated business application. And so basically we have a data persistence framework, we have service-oriented architecture, we have a model view controller-driven front-end web applications framework, and we support web services and XML and all sorts of the major standards that you would use. But more importantly, I think, than just all of this technology, is a very sophisticated and well-thought-out data model that lets you capture the complexity of what really goes on in a business application. And then a set of applications that have already been built with everything from e-commerce to order entry to warehouse management and manufacturing that both serve as sort of a starting point if you were to build your own ERP or manufacturing or CRM application, but also embodies a lot of best practices that have been gathered over the years from real work that David, Andy, and in more recent times myself, Jacopo, and so forth have done with real business organizations in a variety of industries. So I guess that's why it's called Open for Business, because it really is a definitive platform and framework for open source business applications.
Can we just get some idea of who's actually using the application?
Well, I think David can fill that in better than I could, but so why don't you start, David, and I'll fill in if we've missed anything.
I'd be happy to speak to that. So the main users right now, as I described, there are a lot of applications out of the box. There's quite a bit of functionality, but it really is better suited as a starting point for like a custom product from sort of a vertical industry stamp type of product, or a custom solution for an organization. And those are the places where we see it used the most by quite a bit. There are a number of companies, some small, but more kind of medium and larger size companies that are using it as the basis for their solutions. So Sai is actually, in addition to his consulting that he does with Open for Business, he does run a company that he's been doing for a while called Gracious Style that uses it. Some of the more recognizable names, United Airlines, they have basically they're these travel club sites they have running on OFBiz. So that's more of an e-commerce application, kind of goes beyond what traditional e-commerce would do. And then there are a number of other companies, I guess another fairly recognizable name is British Telecom. They don't actually have anything in production yet. They have some fairly large projects underway, and they've done a lot of validation and testing on OFBiz and helped to improve some things too. So then there are a whole bunch of smaller users, and some of them actually have very nicely done sites. Action Envelope actually has a pretty nice looking site. There's a neat one in the UK called Exynet Systems, and they actually do Linux servers. They use the configurable product feature in the OFBiz e-commerce, and that actually feeds into the manufacturing part of the system to create bill of materials and routing plans and such. They use that as well to assemble the systems and then fulfill them. There are also a number of people using it just for the back end for fulfillment with a different e-commerce front end or as a manufacturing solution.
I understand that you actually had quite a large community before you came to Apache. What's the reaction been of the community with regard to your move to Apache and about the progress through the Apache process?
I think in general it's been pretty good. So there are a number of reasons that we wanted to move. One that Aaron mentioned was to make a stronger distinction between consulting companies and others that are kind of helping to keep OFBiz going and the open source project itself. But other reasons include things like clarifying legal issues, having the kind of legal standards in the ASF, the license, the contributor license agreement in place is extremely helpful for a project like OFBiz, where with the MIT license before, it wasn't that clear who owned the copyright and what could be done with it. And while it didn't happen very much, there were a few companies that decided not to use OFBiz because of those legal reasons. And then, of course, the Apache name helps people, especially companies that approve in advance different open source organizations and open source licenses. It makes it easier for them to use OFBiz. I guess at the cost of the community, there was probably on the order of really rough estimate, probably a couple thousand man hours of time that went into everything related to the incubation effort. And so, you know, that was a bit of an overhead on the community, which is fairly small. But we had a lot of people helping, a lot of people volunteering. And through the process, I think it helped people understand a lot better what some of the legal issues are, what some of the organizational issues are.
Did you encounter any negative reactions about your decision to come to Apache?
Yeah, just very rare. I think one or two people, and only from the perspective of why do we need it, because we're doing so well already. But nobody who said we don't like Apache or something like that.
And yeah. I understand you're shortly to exit the incubator.
The vote in the incubator has gone through, so the incubator board has approved the graduation. And the next step is we have a proposal or a draft for a proposal that we've submitted to the Apache board. And because we're seeking the top-level project status, the next step is for them to vote on it. So that's our next step. And then after that, we'll have some infrastructure things to do to get a move to our hopefully final resting place, or final, not resting, but active place. And then we plan to get a release code.
Well, congratulations on that. How important is it actually being a top-level project?
In a way, I think it is important. OFBiz is a little bit different than some of the other projects in the ASF, so it's a little bit higher level. It's also a fairly big project, and we do hope to be able to perhaps split it into different pieces. Right now, it is possible to run the OFBiz framework without the applications, and so we'd like to, in the future, maybe clarify that distinction more. And then also have sub-projects that are add-ons to OFBiz for specific types of users in an organization that need a special user interface or even derivative open source applications, kind of commons type thing that like Jakarta has. So there are certain different things like that that we've considered that just seem to make a top-level project make more sense.
obviously, having been through the incubation process, there are a lot of projects that are coming up for that or are already in there. Do you have any advice that you could offer to them?
I guess the, one big thing that seems to come up a lot on the incubator list is discussion about why certain things are required or other sorts of things. I think from our experience, for the most part, if anything seemed funny, doing a little bit of research on it made it very clear why it was necessary. There really is a lot of experience and knowledge in the foundation. I guess that's the main thing. Even if you've been running a project for a long time like we have, there's still a lot to learn. Working through the incubation process has been very helpful to do that. To help streamline it, I don't know what to say. I guess different projects come from different places, and so they'll have different challenges as they go into the incubator. For us, the community building was not such a problem. We had a pretty good community already in place. But in a way, that was a downside because we had, about 74 contributor license agreements that we had to get signed and submitted. Because that became a fairly significant hurdle to get over. Organize the community and work through it, that's the only way to go. I don't think all projects take as long as we did to get through the incubator. It took a while to get all of these things put together. So we're about a year into it now. And that's one nice thing about the incubator, is you can keep moving the project forward in spite of the incubation effort.
I think Aaron mentioned that OffBiz is a reasonably standalone project. Whilst it has a lot of the standards, it implements a lot of the standards, it doesn't really use a lot of other projects. Is that something that's...
That's actually not true. We actually use a lot of Apache projects, including Tomcat, Commons, Lucene, Xerces, as well as some non-Apache projects in OffBiz. But basically, what we've created is a completely integrated infrastructure stack, so you don't actually have to download OffBiz and go download Geronimo and figure out how to configure the two together or anything like that. And I think that's why it could be deceptive and seeming like OffBiz is something that doesn't use any other projects.
Yes, there really is a lot of infrastructure that it relies on. A lot of the lower-level J2E specs. We don't use a lot of the higher ones like EJBs or even JSPs. We did early on actually use both of those, but moved away from them pretty quickly for developer efficiency reasons. But there are, like I said, probably around 80 different jars, libraries from other projects that are included in OFBiz. And there's actually a fair effort required in the project to keep those up to date to make sure everything works together right.
Have you found it's been easier to work with the other projects within Apache, certainly, now that you're an Apache project yourself?
We haven't had to work with them a lot over the years. We've had some interactions with people at Tomcat or Geronimo or other places, and then other application servers like Jetty and such. Some of those people involved in Geronimo now. But for the most part, even before this, the interactions between communities were fairly smooth. And the things that we've needed to do with these libraries has been, pretty easy to get going. So it hasn't been a problem. There is an increased benefit for interactions. So, some of the people that are very involved with some of these other projects are now more aware of and interested in OFBiz, and that's very valuable to us. We have, over the years, offered feedback on some things, and we'll be able to do that a little bit more directly now as well.
So when I download your tarball and install it on my machine, what am I actually installing?
Basically, it's just a Java application. So out of the box, OFBiz comes in basically a fully runnable mode. All you have to do is build and run, or if you have a pre-built distribution, that all you have to do is run the startup executable. And then basically it's running with Tomcat embedded, it's running with Derby embedded for the database, some parts of Geronimo for transaction management and such. You can also deploy OFBiz in other application servers, but this is kind of how we run it out of the box to make it easier for development and demonstration and people that are testing and reviewing it and stuff. So really what you get when you start it up is just a web server, a Java application running as a web server, and you can hit it through just the default Tomcat ports, basically 8080 and 8443. And then you have an e-commerce application, you have fairly complete fulfillment, purchasing and receiving, warehouse management, manufacturing, content management, all sorts of different things that are running on it out of the box.
Well, I think that wraps up everything we need to know for the moment. So thank you very much to both of you. Congratulations on becoming a top-level project.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you both again.
Okay. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye-bye.
For more information on the OffBiz project, visit their website at www.offbiz.org. This was Feathercast.